The United States and Europe believe Iran is seeking to develop nuclear weapons, but Tehran says its program is aimed at producing fuel for peaceful, civilian purposes. While experts may disagree on Iran's ultimate intentions, they agree that Tehran is setting up facilities that would allow it to eventually build nuclear weapons. They say Iran is approaching the point where it can produce, on a large scale, enriched uranium. Low-enriched uranium can be used for civilian nuclear plants, but highly enriched uranium can be used for a nuclear bomb. For the past several years, three European countries, Britain, Germany, and France, have been negotiating with Iran. Their efforts were aimed at providing Iran with economic incentives in exchange for curtailing its uranium enrichment activities. The talks made little progress, and in August, Iran resumed uranium conversion, that is, converting uranium into gas at its Isfahan plant. A few weeks ago, Tehran took steps to resume enrichment activities at its plant in Natanz. For years, the International Atomic Energy Agency has been warning Iran to end its plans to enrich uranium. But Tehran's decision to reopen the Natanz plant in early January forced the IAEA to take the next step, refer Iran's nuclear file to the UN Security Council. Darrell Kimball, the head of the Arms Control Association, an independent research organization, says the crisis has deepened between Iran and the IAEA.
It essentially means that they have not been able to resolve it. And I think the way in which this would change the debate is that this would not be so much of a technical debate about whether Iran has met its safeguards agreements, whether it's living by the letter of the law, but it will become a more political discussion about aims and intentions. And there will also be the backdrop of the possibility of political and economic sanctions.
It is unclear when the Security Council will actually take up the Iranian nuclear issue. Sami Salama is an expert on Iran with the Monterey Institute of International Studies.
And more important, even if it does take it on right now or a few months down the road, it does not mean that there's going to be an actual resolution to this or any action taken by the United Nations Security Council.
The U.S. and other members of the U.N. body said any decision by the Council should await a report by the IAEA director to the organization's next meeting, scheduled March 6th. But Iran was quick to respond to the IAEA's referral. It said it would proceed to enrich uranium and end all surprise UN inspections of its nuclear facilities. Experts agree the escalation of the crisis could increase tensions even more and inflame the rhetoric on all sides. Some Israeli and American politicians, as well as some Bush administration officials, have talked about keeping all options open. In other words, reserving the right to use military force against Iran. Speaking in London more than a week ago, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice talked about the military option.
As to military issues, you know, we have said that it is not on the agenda because we believe that there is a lot of life left in the diplomacy. There is a diplomatic solution for the taking. After all, going to the Security Council is not the end of diplomacy. It's just diplomacy in a different, more robust context. But the President of the United States doesn't take his options off the table, and frankly, I don't think people should want the President of the United States to take his options off the table.
For his part, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld told a German newspaper that the option of military strikes against Iran should be kept open. Darrell Kimball from the Arms Control Association says talking about military strikes could have a negative effect.
I think it is extremely premature, and I think it's counterproductive for politicians in parliaments or Congress, and even in the governments of Israel or the United States, to be talking openly of military options, because this only feeds the security paranoias of those in Iran who believe that the pursuit of the nuclear weapons option is needed in order to deter such attacks.
Many experts say the international community faces some crucial decisions in the next few weeks and months as it tries to persuade Iran to forego its uranium enrichment program. They say whether it is diplomacy or diplomacy backed by sanctions with ultimately the threat of military force, each option must be carefully weighed in order to minimize the chances for the crisis to spin out of control. Andre Dineshner of VOA News, Washington.